Now, this next story coming up, it's going to be a talked about story. Do you know the way for many, many years now, we've all discussed how it winds us up when we go across to England or wherever we're going and they refuse to accept our Northern Irish banknotes? There was an occasion I walked in and had a meal and they said they wouldn't take it and I just sat there and said, well, it's kind of in me now. What do you want me to do? Well, here's the flip side to this story. Someone is so annoyed about this that they've taken a step further. They own a local bookshop called Belfast Books and they are now going to refuse to accept Bank of England notes here. John Junk from Belfast Books. John, good morning.
Morning, Stephen.
So is this a case of if they won't accept our banknotes, you're not accepting theirs?
Stephen, this has been a problem I've encountered for over 40 years here. From the very earliest school trip I ever went on in Edinburgh in the 1970s, and as recently as last week when I was in London, I run a family law consultancy, so a lot of my work is in GB. So I encounter this problem dozens of times every year. And before that, when we didn't have a bookshop, we couldn't really do much about it apart from just talk amongst ourselves. But we've taken a stand, and we, from last Friday the 8th, we stopped taking Bank of England notes for payment. And our customers have been 100% supportive of it.
But why are you not taking them?
We're not taking them to show the disparity. We're trying to highlight what people encounter, what Northern Irish people encounter when they go over to parts of GB. Now, it's not everywhere, Stephen. It's not, for example, on the west coast of Glasgow. It's not at Blackpool around the 12th. It's not in the Isle of Man, you know, but it is in places like London and Birmingham and Manchester and Brighton and the, you know, the sort of holiday places in the south of England.
So what kind of reaction? Have you had anybody bring in an English banknote?
We have had, yes.
And what do you say to them?
And, you know, what happens is, you know, if you ever come past our shop, you'll see we all congregate outside the shop, so we just let the customers come in. But before someone comes in, we have a wee chat and we ask them, you know, what are you reading? What are you looking for? And then we tell them, you know, do you follow us on Twitter? And they say, yeah. And then they start talking about the banknote thing. But if they say, no, we don't, then we say, look, we're actually taking a stand here and explain why we're doing it. And everybody's... that's absolutely brilliant. I wish more people would do it. And we don't expect more people to do it. You know, we're in a fortunate position that, you know, Bank of England notes are the least note that we would take. So it's not like we're actually causing damage to the business.
But you're turning away some trade, right?
No, we're not. Everybody so far, Stephen, has paid us an alternative means, either by card or by a local banknote. And, you know, well on, yeah, well done. It's about time somebody did this. You know, so we're sort of feel vindicated that we're actually taking a stance. But this isn't a publicity thing, Stephen. We want to change this. And as a result of that, what we've actually done is we've written, obviously my day job in the legal profession, you know, I've written formally to the local banks and I've written formally to the British Retail Consortium as well. And now what we're trying to do is gather what their views are. If you'd like, give you some feedback. It's not all in yet, but... but basically, the banks, one of the banks' position is it's the retailer's prerogative. Another bank, strangely, got it totally wrong and thought that their notes, their Northern Ireland bank-issued notes, were legal tender in GB. So, a bit of confusion there. I'll tell you who I am disappointed with more than everybody else, the politicians. This is a problem that should have been and could have been sorted out both at the Intergovernmental Conference and also in Westminster. And not one politician has contacted me through Twitter, no DMs, no nothing. And I want to know what the politicians are going to do to help the likes of myself and yourself out on this.
So you want the politicians to fight for our notes to be acceptable across the water?
It is, Stephen. And actually, the situation is going to get worse before it gets better because the Ulster Bank are issuing new bank notes in 2019, the polymer ones, that are vertical, and one of them actually looks like a seed packet that you would get seeds in. So things are actually going to get worse before they get better, and I think it's time now that we all get behind it. It's not a bit of fun. It's a really serious issue. You know, we've been contacted by grandparents whose grandchildren can't get to spend their birthday money. A situation with my own mother, who's passed now, She sent an Ulster banknote to my aunt in Huddersfield, who couldn't spend it. And then on the next birthday, she sent it back to my mum, and they kept sending that bank note back and forward for over 20 years, and it never getting spent. This is a real issue.
Yeah, it was a few years ago now, but I remember I was presenting daytime on Five Live. It was a few years ago. I walked down to the in the BBC building. They had a WH Smith franchise in the BBC building, right?
Yeah.
And I remember walking down. A tape must have been playing or something. And I walked down to get whatever it was, probably chocolate. And they had a big sign up in the BBC saying, "We don't accept Northern Irish notes." And I walked back up again into the studio and basically said, "This is the British Broadcasting Corporation. They're having a tenant in their building who won't accept, you know, a part of the UK's currency." Well, within 20 minutes, that sign was down and it was changed. But it needed to be challenged.
And there's a couple of things that are really important here. I mean, imagine having a car that stops working at the border, or a driving licence that you can't use on GB. You know, this is a very easily solvable problem. It's an education problem, and it's up to the banks, the local bank issuing banks, to do one of a number of things. Here's what they can do immediately. They can fit their machines out so that they issue Bank of England notes in the meantime. And then they can engage with yourself and myself and others to actually lobby to get these notes more readily acceptable. Because I have to say, these notes are just a vanity project if they're not accepted readily in England and Wales. If they're only accepted in Northern Ireland and parts where, you know, the Old Firm go to in Glasgow, for example, then it's just a vanity project. And from an equality point of view, I am a citizen of the United Kingdom, and I expect that my notes to be acceptable in the United Kingdom, whether or not they're legal tender. Because here's the irony, Stephen. The bank-issued notes in Scotland are not legal tender in Scotland, and the bank-issued notes in Northern Ireland are not legal tender in Northern Ireland. It's a mess, and it's time we all got together and sorted it out.
Now, someone's just tweeted me and said, this is so stupid. I got told in Tesco in England, quote, "We don't accept punts," when I handed over an Ulster Bank £10 note. I had to get two managers involved, as I had no credit card with me, and eventually I won the day.
I mean, Stephen, I have to say, you know, on balance, some of our younger followers are saying to us on Twitter that they've never encountered this problem because they're always paying by card.
Yeah.
But, you know, unfortunately, you know that sinking feeling when you've got that £20 note in your pocket and maybe your card's in the room and you're after something and you know and the heart starts going and you think, I'm going to get into a
confrontation. But I don't get a sinking feeling. I just look at them as if they are stupid and I say to them, "Can you see where it says sterling on that?" And then they hold it up into the light as if you're some type of master forgerer, and they're looking all over it. And I just look at them and I say, "Read the words, sterling, sterling." So I don't get any sinking feeling. I just think it's outrageous that they treat us all like we're mass forgerers.
We call that the sterling defence. At the end of the day, if people actually accept that defence, they're more stupid than I feel stupid. Because the notes are actually what are called promissory notes. If you actually look on them, it says, "I promise to pay the bearer on demand." And that basically means that the retailer or anyone else can refuse to take them.
Yeah.
The same way they've done it across the water. And what we're doing here is we're refusing to take the Bank of England notes. We're not going to change it because this isn't the first time that we have done something radical. I mean, we stopped dealing with a charity that we felt was mistreating people out in Haiti. We stopped using coffee cups that weren't recyclable. I mean, we have a history of doing stuff like this, Stephen, and sticking with it. And we are not changing until we see progress, and that's okay. A promise.
Listen, thanks a lot. All the very best, John.